with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Tulsi Gabbard, the Director of National Intelligence, has produced documents that reportedly show Barack Obama and former Obama administration officials conspired against President Trump in 2016. Republican strategist Aaron McGuire.
This is a massive scandal, not only for Democrats, but for the Obamas and the Bidens and their legacy. I can't wait to continue to see where this investigation goes. And shining daylight on these facts will help the American people make sure that in any election going forward, nobody but an American elects an American president.
Gabbard said intelligence was withheld on Russian interference in the 2016 election that proved Russia was not involved. And then documents were created saying Russia was involved in the election. The UK and Germany leading a NATO meeting to provide military support for Ukraine, including advanced air defense systems. The British defense chief wants Ukraine's Western partners at the meeting to launch a 50-day drive to get Kyiv the weapons it needs and force Russian President Vladimir Putin to the negotiating table. President Trump encourages Texas to create more Republican-leaning congressional seats. We have an update from reporter Bernie Bennett.
The Texas legislature kicked off a special session Monday, with President Donald Trump keeping tabs on the action from Washington. Republican Governor Greg Abbott called in the session following devastating flooding in central Texas. But redistricting is also on the agenda, and Mr. Trump is asking Texas state lawmakers to draw a congressional map with as many as five more House districts that favor Republicans. Doing so would bolster the party's chances of maintaining control in the House after next year's midterms. The president has no public events on his schedule Monday. He's planning a private lunch with Vice President J.D. Vance at the White House. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. The Trump administration issues guidance on religion.
The Office of Personnel Management is telling all departments that people of faith must be accommodated. An OPM memo says that, quote, all agencies must honor and enforce the Constitution's guarantee of religious liberty and end any form of religious discrimination by the federal government. No federal employee should be forced to choose between their faith and their federal service. Many critics say people of faith had a tough time in the government during the Biden years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorists are stepping up their attacks on Christians in the Democratic Republic of Congo. International Christian Concern says the main problem is a group called the Allied Democratic Forces, which has been killing and terrorizing believers for years. The ADF is actually based in neighboring Uganda, but lately it has invaded the DRC and is seeking to destabilize it. Muslim terror is a growing problem all across Africa. This is SRN News. A man whose car was struck. A crowd outside a L.A. club was shot and attacked by that crowd.
A vehicle rams into a crowd of people waiting to enter a Los Angeles nightclub early Saturday on Santa Monica Boulevard, injuring 30 and leading bystanders to attack the driver. LAPD officer Jay Chavez.
When officers arrived, they found the driver being assaulted and determined that he sustained a gunshot wound.
23 people that were outside the Vermont Hollywood club, including the driver, were taken to the hospital. A woman working the food cart who was injured and taken to the hospital says there was a fight outside before the Nissan Versa plowed into the people. I'm Julie Walker.
D-Day veteran and social media star Papa Jake Larson, who survived Omaha Beach on D-Day in 1944, has died at age 102. He was known for sharing World War II stories on TikTok. More details at srnnews.com.